Beyond With Mike Kelton Season 3 is brought to you by Happy Buddha Hemp. Happy Buddha Hemp has my all-time favorite CBD gummies that I literally cannot live without. All the details on my fave nightly treats and sick discounts are coming your way, Carol. But for now, let's get this episode started, shall we?
Forever Dog.
He was a flapper in a past life. Beyond. He's a comedian in this life. Beyond. He's got a podcast about it. Everything he loves. Magic, psychics, mediums, astrology. Beyond.
Hi, I'm Mike Kelton, and you're listening to...
Okay.
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 Okay. Well, it happened.
It happened.
It happened. It happened.
What happened this week?
Yeah, what more important,
full transparency. I went up to the Bronx with Tracy and Andrew, and I met Patrick.
I was there, but I'm still on the floor.
And and to me, because I wasn't there, this seemed to happen in the blink of an eye. Like it wasn't happening, and then it was happening, and then it was happening like now.
Now,
yeah,
for months, it was not going to happen. That we had a whole plan for it, but then last Thursday, I was in the studio with Tracy recording narration for episode 7. And I told Tracy, I was like, I'm hopping on a call with Steve because we're using his voice from the phone call that he knew I was recording, but I just wanted to double check and make sure that he was cool with it. So I get on the phone with Steve and I was nervous. I was nervous because I was like, you know, we've been emailing back and forth for months and I keep annoying this guy. And I'm like, hey, how you doing? I'm just checking in on you and Patrick. I hope he's well. Have you been able to... talk to him. Is he doing better? Is he up for a visit? For months. And he was writing back all the time, like, you know, everything's well. I hope everything's well with you. Patrick's not up for a visit. He's not feeling well. He doesn't remember you. So like, just like constantly trying. And then I get on this call with Steve and Steve is like, hey, I'm totally fine with being like my voice in the show. Not only that, I've listened to the show and I've shared it with coworkers and we think it's great. And also, Anthony, Patrick's caretaker, has played the show for Patrick and he loves the show. And then he says to me, we really want to try and set up a call with you and Patrick. We got him a landline phone, which could be for other reasons too, but we got him a landline phone. So he might be up for a call and there's a possibility that he might even be up for a visit. And that's when I got off the phone and called the both of you in the studio and was like, holy shit, this is the 11th hour. We're literally finishing up the entire season right now. So I came into the studio, called the both of you, and I said Steve was going to email me that night. He emailed me the next morning. And in that email, he said, Anthony's calling you. Patrick is up for, not a call, a visit. A visit. And then I talked to Anthony, and Anthony was like, can you come tomorrow morning at 11 a.m.? I lost my fucking mind, okay? I lost my fucking mind, because I'm waiting for the F train, I'm trying to go to work, and I'm like, I can't focus on this right now. I'm like, I'm going to meet my guardian angel. And so I take a lift, because I'm a little sassy bitch, and I get in the lift, and I'm like, I'm going to call Tracy and Alex on three-way, so I loop you both in, and this is the call.
I just, so... Anthony just called me, and I didn't record it because he called me, and I wasn't sure, like, what was happening. But Anthony says that Patrick would like to see me.
What?
And,
Okay. Okay.
I'm serious. But he's worried about his health, and they're, like,
Wait.
They're worried about him. And they want to... He wants to see me tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Oh my fucking god.
Oh my god.
Uh-huh.
Oh my
also,
god.
Also incredible that he just happens to want to record right during our recording window.
So everything was in motion from there, clearly.
Well, yeah. Also, I can't emphasize enough, we had about like 6 days until all of us break.
Like leaving tomorrow.
I'm leaving tomorrow.
Yes.
You're leaving in
Saturday.
3 days.
Yeah.
And we had 3 days to finish up the season.
I had emotionally and spiritually come to terms with the fact that I was never going to see Patrick again.
Yes.
Really and truly. And I was really sad about that, but I had come to terms with it and also tried to like create a narrative for what we're doing to give some message to people that would make sense.
So bring us to...
It's 7:30 in the morning. I wake up. Andrew went out to a holiday party the night before, so he's hungover in bed. And I'm trying to be sweet to him. And we both woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Okay. He gets up. He hops in the shower. And I'm like, Al's coming over in 10 minutes. And he gets in the shower. Okay. And then you come over. You drop off the ball microphone that looks like a ball.
It's literally a ball.
It looks like a ball.
Plugs in your phone, a little ball.
It's a little ball. A little ball on your phone. And then Andrew comes out of the shower and he's dressed. He brought his stuff in. He's like, I want to, you know, Alex is coming over. He's also obsessed with you. And he comes out of the shower.
My ego.
And,
thanks.
You know, he's obsessed. He's obsessed. And with you, Tracy, too.
We all love.
We love Andrew.
It's a big family.
This morning, we did not love.
Oh, yeah.
Because we got into an argument over like, just like, shit you get into an argument about in relationships, you know, about like what people do for one another and how we communicate that. And so we head up to outside Bloomingdale's, mm-hmm. a Starbucks near Bloomies, a star near Blooms. And me and Andrew are just like, we're arguing. Tracy, what was my face like when you walked up to me on the street meeting in front of the Starbucks?
We communicated without words.
Yes.
You looked at me, you did a head, you truly did, I can picture now, he was behind you, like a little bit of few.
We weren't walking
together.
We
were not walking together. Mm-hmm. And behind you, you did a little like nod to me, and I was like, okay, well, we're not in a good place.
This isn't a good place.
And then I was like, we're going to come in pretending like nothing mm-hmm. is wrong.
And then we got two separate coffees at Starbucks, which is how you know a couple's in a fight.
Wait, he got a coffee
yes.
and
yep.
didn't get... Oh boy,
it was bad.
It wasn't
that's
paid.
Intense.
Mike bought my Starbucks.
That's some cold shit.
But Andrew brought his own Starbucks. Mm-hmm.
The world was ending. But let me tell you something. We changed that end real quick because then Andrew got sweet. He got really sweet, mm-hmm. and I think he knew how important this was. And I told him, I was like, I recognize that you do a lot for me. And it was a nice moment for us. It really was. We really went from lows to highs in that morning. And Andrew had a really sweet suggestion, and he suggested that we get Patrick a gift. So we made a quick pit stop, got Patrick a gift, and headed up to the Bronx.
Carol, my spirit guides have a message for you. Just kidding. They had nothing to do with this, but I genuinely want to let you know about some of my fave new things that have made my life and sleep habits a bit more chill and vibe-worthy in the past year. CBD products from our season 3 presenting sponsor, the iconic Happy Buddha Hemp. I've been truly obsessed with the full spectrum CBD gummies for a while now, and I gotta say, sleeping through the night is an absolute vibe. It's made me more alert during the day and brought my general anxiety to an all-time low, which is a vibe. If you haven't tried CBD products before, don't fret, Carol. I was also a noob when I tried Happy Buddha Hemp products, and I quickly found the perfect dose for me. I recommend starting with the gummies and taking half of one 30 minutes before bed and see how it feels. The next night, do the same amount or go even further to really connect with your subconscious in the dream world. I can confidently tell you that I have tried and love all of the HBH products, which is why I literally asked them to sponsor my podcast. I know, it's sick. So if you want to get in on the CBD life, head over to happybuddhahemp.com and use the code BEYOND for 30% off. Again, it's 30% off at happybuddhahemp.com using the code BEYOND. This works for all of the products, Carol. So go ham and have a good day.
I feel nervous.
Yeah,
this is me, Tracy, and Andrew walking to Patrick's apartment after using a public restroom at Staples. And special shout out to the Staples security guard who was actually the nicest man I've ever met, besides Patrick.
I don't, you know, I can't, like, I can't put into words, like, it's not necessarily nerves. It's just, like, I'm trying to not have expectations.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
very
I'm,
hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what I just thought about in the Staples bathroom is, yeah. is, you know, for me, I've, you know, we're at the end of this season, and I've talked about him for a decade. Like,
yes,
my dad and I were, I called my dad when I knew we were coming today. I called him, so what, yesterday morning? Mm-hmm. And I told him, and he freaked out.
Yeah.
Because he knows this guy who I brought coffee to on the Upper West Side for years. And he was like, how's that Patrick guy?
Yeah.
Like, he knows him. So it's just like, I've made this whole thing about him. Like, and I think there's a world where he doesn't recognize me, of course. And I said on the phone, I was like, don't feel pressure to, you won't hurt my feelings.
Right.
But, like, it's going to make me feel a little weird if he's like, I don't know. And then I'm like, okay, let me tell you what you mean to me. You know what I mean? Like, and then it's like, how, I can't ask the question, are you my guardian angel? If he's like, yeah, I can't. Oh, here's the door. And this was something I actually was really nervous about. What if, after all this time, I walked into the room and he didn't remember who I was? I didn't want to let my expectations get the better of me, but that's hard to do. And so I was feeling a bit anxious as I was walking up to Patrick's apartment building. I texted him. I'm waiting. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And we can buzz. We'll buzz.
Yeah.
Would you import this one?
Let's switch that
out. Okay, buzzing.
Hi. Oh, hi.
Anthony. Hey, Mike.
Hi,
nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks so much. This is Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
And this is Tracy.
Hello.
And that's Anthony, Patrick's caretaker, who met us in the lobby to take us up to meet the Wizard of Oz. Just kidding, Patrick. Here we are in the elevator.
Yeah, I was, it, when you called me, was it 2 days ago?
Yeah.
It just, I don't know if you could tell on the phone, but I just
oh,
was
yeah,
like,
yeah, he was emotional. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know something that was big for you.
Yeah.
So we got out of the elevator onto the fifth floor. We walked down the hallway, and I could feel my heart as it was pounding out of my ears, as tons of feelings came rushing to the surface. I tried my best to look at Tracy and Andrew in the eyes and stay as present as possible. And before I knew it, Anthony opened the door and said,
"Welcome to Patrick's house."
Thank you.
I turned left into the first room off the hallway. In that room, there he was, sitting in a desk chair with his back to the door.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Kelton.
There he is, Patrick. Hi.
Oh, yeah.
You remember me? Do you remember him now?
Yeah. Come here.
Come on in, guys. Come on in.
Hello.
How
are
you doing?
Hi,
Tracy. Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
Hey, Andrew, Steve.
You didn't tell me he was a basketball player.
Oh. Patrick.
Michael. Yeah. Give me a hug. Right, man. Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you.
I'm Tracy.
You good.
Hello.
Andrew. Good to meet you.
Andrew.
Yes.
Andrew.
Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Michael.
You remember me?
Yeah, I wanted to sit. I can't
yeah,
stand
of course.
Up too much.
Yeah, of course. Right. Okay, if I sit? Yeah.
How's Patrick?
So we all sat down. And just to give you an idea of what this looked like, we were all in a room with one desk, two twin beds, and a window. The walls were covered with photos of loved ones. There was also a small Christmas tree on a side table where I sat right next to Patrick. We all settled, and Patrick and I took a moment and looked at each other. And what happened next was, well, emotional.
So, how's your world?
Everything is good. It's good. Sorry. Just...
Mike thinks a lot of you. He really, you're a really important person in his life. Which is,
yeah,
it's very emotional.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm sorry. When we met at the building at 210 West 78th Street. And I had just graduated college.
Huh.
And you were the doorman. You were the doorman there, and I was having like a really tough summer.
and you, I know, I'm sorry. And you stopped me, and you said you should jump up and down every morning at the goodness of who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it really helped me a lot. It seems silly, but it was really nice.
No, it's not silly. It's nice.
Yeah. How are you doing? I know that's not been easy.
Oh, God. I'm trying to hold what's left together, you know?
Yeah.
It's not easy, but the acting world is good.
I make TV. I direct TV shows, and I make this radio program, which is what this stuff is. A lot of people listen and like you, because you're nice.
People have heard this.
Mm-hmm.
Where's my check?
Yeah, that's a good question, Patrick. That's a good question.
You know, my sense of humor is still very much there.
Yeah.
And he really does have a sense of humor. We were there for about an hour, and he was cracking jokes the entire time. It was really incredible to be surrounded by his personality again. I went on to ask Patrick about the time I knew him, when he was a doorman.
What did you love about being a doorman? Because I could tell when I met you, you just full of joy outside that building.
It was good being good to the people and hugging them and loving them. And I stop talking and I take a nap, but I'm not going to take any nap today.
You just let me know how you're feeling. And
you know, I feel all right. It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you too, Patrick.
You know, it took me a while to put the face together and say, oh, God, yeah. I remember, but...
So you do, and it's okay if you don't, but you do remember me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? That's cool.
What? Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. You're a good man.
You stopped me and became my friend, and it really helped me. It was just something I'd never have forgotten, ever.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Which is why I've done this program, share the story about you, and I think the way you affected me, you were a stranger, you know, I didn't know you. I was walking down the street, and you pulled me aside and said something to me that really did kind of change my life, in a way.
Well, that's nice.
And so, what I wanted to do, I wanted to come, and I wanted to tell you, now that I have the opportunity, because you're still here with us, I wanted to tell you thank you for your kindness. And thank you for stopping me that day. It meant a lot.
Michael, I had a marker.
Mm-hmm.
People going by, I think, how many people I saw. And sometimes there were two machines I had, counters, one to 900 or something. And I would meet people and just say to them, good morning, have a nice day. But I said good morning, 5,000 people.
5,000?
A day.
A day?
A day, easy.
Yeah. That
5,000 going back and forth.
Pat, that's a lot of people.
Well, 78th Street is a very busy street.
I loved hearing about the clicker, and I also love that he remembered it. As we were chatting, I saw Patrick glance down at the bag at our feet and thought it was a perfect time to give him the gift that I had gotten him not 2 hours earlier.
So I got you a gift. I want you to have this. This is what you represent to me and have been to me. So this is for you to keep. So you open it. Can you open it?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
You lift the glass.
All right. So this is no, you don't. This is just the. This is just the description of what it is. This is what I'm. What I would have written on a card is what I'll say to you. But this is clearly an ornament of an angel. But yeah. To me, Well, I'll just ask you. My question to you, Patrick, is, are you my guardian angel?
Oh, yeah, now that, you know, we're back together, I remember who you are now. Mm-hmm. You know, and I can remember you're telling me things. And I guess that day we met is the day we bonded. Mm-hmm. Bonded in a special way. And I appreciate this very much. Very lovely. Yeah. Not.
I think you got your Christmas tree up. You can put it on there.
I'm going to put it
do
on
Do you
want to
put it on this tree?
Huh?
You want to put it on this one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put it on there for you.
Thank you, Andy.
He liked the gift. After that, I asked Patrick about something a lot of people have been asking me throughout the season. How he knew that something would happen to me in 2 weeks when we first met. And this is me recapping that moment for Patrick.
And so I got a job that basically gave me 9 months of work. And it was really kind of the thing that helped me progress in my life. And it was just so strange that you said 2 weeks, and it was 2 weeks.
Hmm.
It's almost like you had secret information.
Well, I did. I don't want anyone to know.
Oh, that's very funny. Well, you know, I know you kind of alluded to that we were meant to meet on the street that day.
Oh, yeah.
We were. You think that?
Oh, yeah. It was obvious that we were going to stop and greet one another in some fashion or form.
Uh-huh.
And express, you know, whatever thoughts to one another. But there was bonding, you know, there was a, you know, something happened. A long time ago on 78th Street, we were meant to be, we were meant to come along, touch one another. And it feels very good. It feels very good to see you again.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that you're doing so well. And that you belch now and then.
That's okay.
I'm in another world. Sometimes I forget them. I don't remember this, that, or the other thing, but I remember how good the world was and how much love came my way. My mother always said to me, give to the world the best you have, and the best will come back to you.
And before I left, I wanted to remind Patrick one more time of what I have come to think of him as.
Patrick, I think of you as my guardian angel. That's what I think of you as. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful.
Okay.
That's great that you think of me like that. You know, and it's wonderful now that I'm back and we're together again. And if there was a bonding there at one time, and it's even stronger than it was before.
Yeah.
You know, you meet somebody after all the years and you go by and you say to yourself, gee, I haven't seen you in, 10 years, 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, you know, you come back and you love somebody. Or you remember them. Or they remember me. People won't remember how you feel. No, people won't remember what you did for them. People will remember how you feel.
How you made them feel.
Hmm?
How you made them feel.
How you make them feel.
Yes.
And that's a God. That's a gift. Hmm. From above. What we do, the way we make people feel is so important.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important to love them and hold on to them tight. Don't let them go. That's what life is all about.
Well, Pat, thank you. Thank you for seeing me today. Thank you for letting me
up
bring...
Up to yesterday, you yeah. weren't going to be seen.
I know.
That's not no time. You know, I have trouble getting to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind. I said to myself last night, and I said, oh, here's something I said. I said, maybe he's got the wrong guy. Maybe when Michael arrives here, he's going to say, oh, I made a mistake.
I got the right guy, Patrick.
You know, and then Anthony would say to him, well, you have unique sayings of your own that you put together. And there's so many more. There isn't enough time to sit with you.
I know.
And then to tell you all the goodness, all the love that's bounced off the walls of my life from different people.
Well, Pat, I want to say this. Seeing you is amazing. It really, I didn't know it would happen, and I'm really glad that it did. It really, like, makes my year, my decade.
Wow.
I love you, and if you want to have me back, I'll come visit you whenever you want.
Well, you got to leave me your phone number.
I will.
Yeah, I can see it, and I can pick up and call you.
Awesome.
But I'd love to get that information.
Yeah, let me write it down for you. Well, Patrick, if you're well enough and you want to see me again, just let Steve know, and I'll come by.
Yeah.
You know.
I have the information.
You have the information. But today has meant the world to me.
Oh, listen.
You mean the world to me.
It's a two-way street.
Yeah.
I'm glad to meet all of you. So yeah. Glad
I cried a lot today.
Yeah, we're going to cry more.
We're going to cry more. Yeah. I cried a lot today. They were good tears. They were really nice. Yeah. So can I have some Jesus?
Oh, are you kidding? Can I get out of the door?
God. I love you.
Nice and warm, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love you.
Yeah, you're a good man.
Yeah, you're a good man, Pat. You're a very good man.
I know. I love you.
Thank you.
After some hugs, we left the Bronx and went back to our lives. I've been trying to process this meeting for the past week, and somehow I still can't find the words to properly explain what this 1 hour reconnecting with Patrick has made me feel. As you heard, it was incredibly emotional for me to sit down face to face with someone I met by chance over a decade ago. But seeing him and connecting was something I truly didn't think would ever happen. But somehow, even with all the strange occurrences we constantly witness here at Beyond, it did. And during this week, I went back and really thought about what I set out to do this season. Yes, of course, I set out to find my guardian angel, we all know this. But I think deep down, actually, I set out to somehow prove that magic exists. And what I've learned through this process is that it does. Seriously, magic does exist. Not just me and Patrick, but all the stories I've heard in the past 11 months. Victor 1 and Victor 2, Carrie's email capabilities from another dimension, Julia Murney and Riza's serendipity via a Swedish pop song, all of it. Plus, all the stories that the listeners have shared with me. And every single behind-the-scenes moment that we didn't even have the time to share with you. And most importantly, that magic, buckle the fuck up because I'm coming in hot, it starts with us, you and me. We contain magic just by the words and the actions that we choose to use every single day. Even in the smallest moments with a stranger on the street, those moments have real power that affect real people's lives. And if you think for 1 second that I haven't thought about this finale being released on Christmas Eve, you're dead wrong. The end of the year can be a really dark and sad time for a lot of people. And even though everywhere you turn, you're bombarded with joy, peace, and 30% off here at Uniqlo. Sorry. The actual message of the season is supposed to be about one of goodwill. And that's exactly what Patrick is about. And that's something everyone can do without a coupon. And honestly, it's truly magical to me that all of you, the listeners, have come on this weird journey with me. And it's not lost on me that my story about Patrick is not unique to me. We all have stories like this. And when we choose to share them, we in return allow other people the opportunity to believe in magic themselves. So Carol, before this bitch gets out of here, I have one more thing to tell you. Just as Patrick said to me in front of 210 West 78th Street the summer of 2009, every morning when you wake up, I hope you jump up and down over the goodness of who you are. And one more thing. In regards to the question about Patrick being my guardian angel, I didn't get a clear answer during my visit. But he did call me later that night, and he left me a voicemail.
Hey, Mike, Patrick. How are you, guardian angel calling? I just had to thank you for coming here today with all your company. And it was nice being together. And I love you very much. And I want you to be very good to yourself. Merry Christmas. I'll call you before Christmas. But I just wanted to ring you today. I love you, pal. Good night now.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.